Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, 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 here we are. What is this, Tuesday?
It is Tuesday.
Tuesday for us, and it is striking midnight.
Well, it is, in the UK and beyond.
Yes,
it is another day.
We are happy to be here with you. We love doing this show. We're a couple of hams, you know, and we just love to see you folks, give you readings. Jim likes to, what would you call it?
Do the voodoo that I do. I got to call and check on the show.
I figured he'd have something to say. So I want to remind everyone, only using ordinary playing cards, as I believe it was in the intro. With this as the focal point for intuitive perception, we will also be using two other tools, and that would be choice and change. And it is remarkable how life-changing just those two simple things can actually be when you implement them in terms of your life. These cards right now, as we're sitting here in the present, they're going to look down the road, give you a pretty good taste or look at what's down there, what's on your path, what's approaching for you. If you don't like what we see, well, it's almost as easy as hitting a delete key. I have heard it said, and I have to believe this myself because it's true, we are all about one decision or choice away from an entirely different life. So there you have it. So I'm going to just remind you, this is what we're using. It is not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other marvelous systems that are out there. I know they're out there. I just haven't studied them. But I know that folks, you know, don't just generally stick with one thing, but I did. So that nobody else's philosophy would bleed into this or in some way affect its, what would you call it, its purity. So with that said, I'm going to turn you over to Jimbo.
All right. We want to remind everybody this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That is our opening disclaimer. We also would like to let you folks know if you're international, call or a viewer, let us know and we'll give you a live shout out because we have Catherine from Ireland and Sophia from Sweden.
Yes.
Currently right now she's in Sweden. So welcome in. All right.
She's a globetrotter, isn't she? I like that.
All right. This is a primary call-in show, but there'll be other things. But first let's talk with that. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call or Skype in. I guess it's still a call, technically. When you call, you'll hear some automated things saying you can listen to the show while you wait. And if you are listening to the show, then everything's working perfectly. We will see you on a list, tracking the list. I make sure that those that are holding the longest go first. I will tell you things, and we want you to do these things if you legally and safely can't. Okay, that's hard to do. We're not going to tell you to do something unsafe or illegal. That's the bottom line is, but if you can do these things, please, when we take your call live, get off the speakerphone. Don't use the Bluetooth thing.
The reception is terrible.
Yeah,
here.
Stop your multitasking. Stop your, you're probably listening or watching TV or listening to music or something and cruising around the house. Park. Park yourself. Relax. Chill. No more multitasking. Safe. Quiet. Nice zone, beautiful, happy, happy zone with no background noise because your call is not just going from cell tower to somebody. It's going to the Blog Talk Radio, coming to our computers through our computer speakers, and there is a quality loss by the time week comes out our little speakers. So
exactly.
The better you can make it, the better your reading will be, and the quicker it'll be, and we can move on to other folks that are waiting. Also, just the other method is, and I'll discuss this because we have some people asking about it, we will take calls. We'll open the door for Facebook Messenger because there's a lot of you folks that cannot call in. We understand that. There's some stipulations, though. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't Messenger. No psychic. You don't do the Psychic Love Doctor show. That's all busy. We can't take Messenger calls in there. But you can take them to Deborah Lee, and I put it in my little type write-up thing. I will tell you, if she has her portal, so she can take a brand new friend request right now if you tell us you sent one.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. You're gonna do a search. Make sure you spell it like I have it, and you'll see a few of them. But there's two with her picture. They're not, you know, a little time frame, haircut style difference. But send friend requests to both because we don't want to tell you. One of them is active and one is kind of like it's not active, but it's still, we can't kill it. Otherwise, it wants to kill both. So just send them to both. Let us know. She'll accept, and then you'll be ready. But nobody shall Messenger us until we actually open the floor to that and make official announcement because we can't put you on hold. So if you Messenger anytime we're not ready, we're going to have to just flat out hang up on you. And we don't like doing that. That's not nice.
And do look into the alternate ways, like Magic Jack, very inexpensive. It's been around for years. Where you plug it in and you can call anywhere in the world.
Yeah,
for free.
But you might not want to do that just to call our show once or twice a week. It's up to you. I don't know. They might have a real cheap plan. I just don't know.
We have a girl that often joins us. Her name is Terry Sue. And she's in the UK. And she told us.
Sophia.
Oh, she told us she was using. My train of thought.
She was something similar to it. But Magic Jack is the one we throw out there because it was the original and it's still around. But there's other places. And the one, Terry Sue from the UK, she had found someone where she could watch videos and do stuff to earn some kind of minutes buildup. And after a while, she had enough time accumulated where when she called us, it was like basically nothing or pennies because she had done some stuff to build up time.
She did, like, take a few surveys.
Surveys,
something.
Research. Sometimes you watch some advertising, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you can Skype in. Now, Skype costs money, but like if domestically, it's pennies, literally. Internationally, I don't know what it is, but I know it's not going to be as much as grabbing your cell phone and making an international call. So anyway, Sophia says she sent you a friend request.
And she has been friended.
Okay, you are her friend, but don't message her until we open the floor. And then it's going to be first come, first serve. Sorry, folks, we don't have a whole system where we can put you in line. All right, so... On that note, let me catch up because people have been piling in here.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, well, once I get my list caught up, we'll take the first caller, which will be moments away. Literally moments away. And I don't need to look that one up. First caller, we know that area code. Very familiar to us. 703. 703.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, it's Andrea.
Yes, hi, Andrea. Welcome
Indeed
to the
is.
Show.
Indeed it is.
You are kicking us off.
Yay,
at the
first
start.
So I have to give you an update.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So you remember, about 2 weeks ago, I had an interview with a company out here that was a contract job, and they gave it to somebody else. Well, apparently whatever happened with that person, they somehow it didn't work out. I don't know what happened. So they offered me the position.
We had checked on that. I talked about, do you remember? We talked about that.
Yes. I don't know why they didn't offer in the first place.
Yeah, well, now they see the folly of their ways.
Well, and sometimes other people get a job and it's not what they expected and they bail out too.
So tell us, did you accept?
So I did. It's only a contract. It's only 6 hours a day. It's only a 4-month contract while the girl's on maternity leave. So I did take it, and I went to, you know, the coach people and said, I'm sorry, but it was Saturday's my last day. I got a, you know, job offer, blah, blah, blah. But I still have not heard from the PCCW. You know, I had an interview last week, or the PCI. But then I got an email today from somebody else about a possible job. So I'm kind of in a limbo. I mean, I took this one, but do you think one of those others, something better is going to come through? Because I hate to take this one and be like, oh, by the way, after a week, I'm out of here. You know, I hate to be that girl.
Well, the trouble is, hon, you know, it's the way the world, our lives are these days.
I
know.
Employers know that when I hire people as contractors, that there's a very good chance they're not going to linger when somebody's going to give them something with benefits and better hours.
Yeah, yeah.
So you wouldn't be
hurting their feelings.
You wouldn't be bloodying any noses or hurting any feelings there because that's the need
of
the business.
Yeah,
they're the ones that want to play the game that way, so they got to play by the rules.
Yeah, the girl's on maternity leave, so it's only 4 months. She may come back, she may not, I don't know, but you know, I got to do what I got to do. It's better for me. But in the meantime, I haven't heard from anything else. So I did take this one with the hopes that something else would come through. I just couldn't do that coach anymore. I mean, I'm just exhausted.
Yeah, right. We understand.
And that's smart. You take a job, it's a job. You know, you wish it was that benefit. You wish it had more hours, but it's a start.
Yeah.
At least get you away from where you were. So I think that's the wise to do. What I heard say, Ms.
It is, and in essence, you're buying yourself a little time.
Absolutely. So
some time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the way I look at it.
Remember, you're not marrying this company.
Nope.
You know, they're not members of your family.
I know. And you know, we all want to be like that, but they're in it for their own benefit. Yeah. They want to make money ultimately, no matter what's going on. The bottom line is money in the bottom line. You need to make money. So it's a mutual thing. What do you got, Deb?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying to her.
Okay.
You've got time now.
Yeah.
You don't have to just take crap jobs.
Right.
You know, you don't have to.
And it's 9:30 to 4, so it'll give me some time to still apply and still possibly go in an early interview or something. So.
And with her being on maternity leave, it's always up in the air.
Yeah, you know it's limited.
Right,
you know it's 3 o'clock ticking, so.
Or she may decide not to come back.
You don't know.
Yeah. Right.
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 Right. Well,
do you think something else is going to come through, like the interview I had, like from last week?
Oh, Andrea, absolutely. So just go into this job with a sense of being expectant, not like expecting a baby, but sort of, kind of, that the right job is going to come for you. And by doing that, you'll be manifesting that future for yourself. And watch and see.
Yeah.
You know, for you, it's like, it never rains, it pours.
You have the show on.
I know, right? That's what I keep saying.
Yes, it probably does, but we're almost done. So, yes, the right job is on its way to you. It's just going to take a little time, and now you can kind of relax a little and, you know, take your time. All right, go for it, Jimbo.
I still have those other two, the PCCW and the PCI, and I still haven't heard anything from them, so they're still a contender.
Yeah, and one of them, which I think is more the one of those that you want, they are just taking their time.
Yeah.
Okay? Really taking their time. Plus, it seems like there's a lot of red tape around that hiring process.
Yeah. Now I got time, so I have this other job, so I got time now.
Good.
Did you just witness that delay time?
Yes. So what's going on?
Well, anyway, that was the harp sound, and I'll discuss that after this. Your healing angel card reading before we move on is subject is think global.
Mm-hmm.
You're
mm-hmm.
being encouraged to spread your wings. Think outside the square. You are a citizen of the world. Expand your vision. Imagine the world within your heart. Embrace it. Surround it with love. Let it be so it will be.
That's always been in your readings, Andrea, that you are bound to bigger and better things.
Yeah, just gotta,
and I could see you on a global scale. I really could. Remember, with all this technology, we don't even have to leave home, really.
Nope, you can do global, economical, business things, transactions, all that stuff without ever leaving your house. You can keep your little jammies on. Yes, you can.
I know, I wish.
Well, you wish.
Yes, keep wishing.
That may be in your future, just you don't see it yet.
Well,
all
congratulations, and we're glad.
Thank you.
Thanks for being
here. And thank you for being caller numero uno.
Yes. So take care and call us often.
I will.
All right, hon. Take care.
Okay.
I'm so happy for her.
All right. I a couple of things. When we're done with our call, you don't have to hang up. I'll put you back on mute. A lot of people want to continue to listen to the show because they don't have, like, the Blog Talk on their computer or something. They're listening on their phone. And that's you can hang up at your leisure. I will not hang up on you. It's your call. Also, I forgot to mention the sound of the harp. Man, it was playing a little mischief. You'd think it was Halloween, you know, the way it was acting, you know, mischievous tricks.
Yes.
Anyway, that is the sound of your transitioning the harp to the Healing Angel card reading, which means your reading with Deborah has ended. And I mean ended. It doesn't mean almost ended. Kind of ended. Keep asking more questions. I mean it's over. Because we got to move on. We got people on the hold. We got people that want to do Messenger. There's only so much time for the show. So we got to be a little, got to enforce that a little bit. Sorry about that, folks. If you would like to have a block of time where it's you and Deb and nobody else, I won't be there to bother you. You can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and arrange for a free,
yes.
not free, a private reading.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I'm often asked by people, why are you doing these shows? Well, the reason is twofold, really. Partly, we really enjoy it. But also, we know that people, especially right now, with the way the economy is, the inflation, et cetera, we know that a lot of people can't afford to arrange time with me for insight. So we do these shows, especially for those who will need it, you know, and can receive it for free.
Yes, and for those that want, that are thinking, I wouldn't mind having a private reading, but I don't know what the hell this is even about.
Yeah.
This is how you find out what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you don't like it. Not everybody likes this kind of reading type stuff, you know. Some people like more of the crystal ball stuff. I want to just walk in and sit down and say nothing. You tell me everything, like my weight, my height, and all everything. And then some people don't like this sharing of information. Anyway,
exactly.
Bottom line is this gives you a taste.
Mm-hmm.
It's like test driving a car before you buy it. All right, dogs. Oh, and Luna says we want to guest to take her son back. The meds all are not working. The pneumonia is getting worse.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's you're doing the right thing, obviously. You don't play around with pneumonia.
No, and maybe they should admit him so that they can, you know.
And they might. I mean, there's a certain point. There is a certain point, adults, children, whatever. There's a certain point when pneumonia is at a certain point, they got to admit you. Because it can get too far. Remember, wasn't that Jim Henson, the puppet guy? Didn't he, like.
Well, right.
He waited too long because he was part of that we don't use medicine, religion thing.
And, well, I don't know if it was that.
Or he just was stubborn, maybe.
He had caught the flu.
Yeah, but.
But he didn't take care of it. And then he picked up a secondary infection and ended up dying from pneumonia.
Well, that's typically how pneumonia and bronchitis, they're not like a primary thing. It's usually a result of something else you have.
Yeah, and people kind of poo-poo those, like, ah.
Yeah, I don't remember. He might not have been. I might be wrong about the religious thing, but or he might have just been one of those stubborn guys. Ah, yeah, yeah. And then he waited too long. You wait too long, they'll do their best for you, but sometimes they can't bring you back from that point.
Well, there's a lot of scarring involved.
Yeah, a lot of times it's permanent damage. All right, let's get a little happier. Let's go to area code 631, great state of New York, 631. Welcome to the show.
Hello there, and who are
you? Hi,
this is
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Welcome, Suzanne.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't called you in a while. That's good. But I applied for, put an application in for a job yesterday, and then I have an interview on Thursday. Do you see me getting one? I made a call from the other one, and we're getting the one that I have Thursday.
All right, I'll take a look for you and see what we can come up with. All right, Jim is going to chat with you.
I missed everything because I was doing. I have multitasking jobs. Okay, is this a job thing again? Well, good.
Yeah, I mean, I applied for one yesterday, but I have an interview Thursday that I want. And I'm going on the interview Thursday. I didn't hear for an interview from the other one.
Okay, well, but it's good, you know, like cliche city here. It's good to have a lot of irons in the fire, you know. It's just smart.
And if you were listening to the girl ahead of you who called in.
Yeah.
She's got a job now. It's only for 4 months or so.
And
but
6 hours a day. But
it gives her time to continue.
And it gives her parting from the place she was at, which we really wanted to do that, you know, and. Sometimes jobs are stepping stones. I know we're all talking like we know everything here, but sometimes they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think she's pretty wise, too. She's not just not hanging her hat on one job. That's not a good to do nowadays, unless you got inside info. Somebody says you're a lock.
You know,
like a buddy on the inside.
I can't imagine worse stress than trying to get a job so you can pay your bills and you can have some financial security. Most people I have read are 1 to 2 paychecks away from being homeless. It's not good. It's not right. You know, and a lot of us are living on Social Security or disability, something like that, or a pension, but we still have to do something. Yes, Suzanne. Thursday's looking awful good for you.
Good.
Good. Yeah, I like that.
The other one that you haven't heard back yet from, they seem disorganized right now. And I feel you'll hear from them, but like I said, there's a lack of organization involved here.
Some places don't know how to do the hiring thing real well.
They don't.
You know, it's funny. Not funny, huh? Funny, it's peculiar. Peculiar.
And if I get one, I'll just keep one forever. It's all good.
Yeah,
I really feel
there's a future that is coming for you. And that's basically what Andrea is looking for also, but she's got to go the stepping stone route for now until she gets that peach of a job that she's wanting to make her forever job.
Okay.
So things look good for you. Boy, I see one. Suzanne, I swear, you have more men in your cards all the time. They're like plain stacked
men.
Up.
Men? What men? I'm supposed to go on another blind date and see if he shows up tomorrow.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Well, I haven't been on dates. They just talk.
You know what, though?
A lot of talkers out there. Internet makes people really brave.
I give her credit that she's willing to even try a blind date.
You know, there's a certain point where you have to sometimes, you know. You don't like it. Nobody likes
it. How do you see tomorrow's going?
Tomorrow. Well,
what's tomorrow? I missed
tomorrow is her blind date.
Oh.
I don't think he's ready to be entering a new relationship. There's a sense of him being hurt from somebody else. And he may try to turn you into his crying towel, if you know what I mean, where he's just going to want to sit there and, moan and just tell you his tales of woe. And I don't think you have to put up with that, you know, unless you've got a degree in counseling or, you know.
Oh, great. Well, when am I going to meet somebody who doesn't want to tell me his woes and wants to date me?
All right. Well, here I'm going to tell you.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to tell you. Thunder, sure to come true, and you know I love that.
Well, who wouldn't?
Designate.
Unless it was like evil, bad things.
Well, and even that you can generally sidestep.
If somebody says you're going to get hit by a car pretty soon, you'd like to know ahead of time so you can make changes.
Avoid. Well, look at Daryl, my late husband, before he got even sick. I told him, I said, geez, there's a really bad accident in the cards for you. And he said, well, what should I do? I said, change your route to work until it passes out of the cards. And for about a week, he took a different path. And by God, there was a really bad intersection accident along the way that he normally would have taken. So I'm not taking credit for that. I'm just the messenger, okay?
What about that dog?
But I had seen that he was going to be greatly disabled if he was in that accident. And it did pass out of the cards. Suzanne is like, all right, already.
Yeah,
tell
I know. That we did leave her hanging. That was not nice. That was very, very, very bad of us.
All right, sure to come through, Suzanne, for you. You're going to have your choice of two. One is older, not old, but oldish, and the other one's younger-ish.
Ish.
And
that's relative.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have your choice. One will be a little younger than you. The other one's a little older than you. And personally, right now, they both look pretty even. So you may have a heck of a choice on your hands.
It's good to have choices, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like jobs. Haha, but when am I going to meet them?
Well, timing is, you know, we've got to remember, in a sense, timing is very irrelevant to our lives. We mark time with...
It's not if I have to wait a year.
Not if what? I didn't quite get that.
If you have to wait a year,
You have to wait a year for the man of your dreams, I'd say that's not a very long
time. Yeah, you can either wait a year for the man of your dreams or have some schmuck come along, you know, another month. I think I'm taking the year. I mean, obviously we want everything, the good things now. I'm not, you know, I understand that.
You can grab at a guy floating by like he's a lifesaver, you know, a life preserver. But you don't know what you're getting.
Danny might already be a sinking ship.
So, Sam, be patient. Patient.
The horrible P word that nobody
we
likes.
We all hate that word.
Well, humans have always hated. That's why we have so many great inventions out there, because we have no patience. All right, subject of your healing card reading, positive outcome. The sun is about to burst through the clouds, and you will soon see things in a different light. Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope.
Hallelujah. Just for you, Suzanne.
Yeah, and I shuffled, and that was the first one that came up.
You better call us when it happens.
You mean tomorrow's guy is going to want to date me all the time and marry me? Something hopeless?
No.
Well, you kind of have a glass half empty on the relationship thing.
Yeah.
In other words, a little bit hopeless. You're not feeling really positive. And I think that means that it's going to happen.
Really, your cards are saying focus more on your livelihood and how you're going to make a secure living.
Yeah, and
the
that,
relationship will come after
that's
that.
That's what they say. That's coming, yeah. And you can't do anything about it. So just worry about the jobs and, you know,
yeah, and let
staying
it come
healthy.
In its own best way and time.
And
okay?
The man will come along and you'll be like, nice. I wish you would have taken this long, but better late than never.
Well, she'll have two after her.
Two?
I don't think it gets any better than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, choices. All right, thank you so much
bye,
for holding
Suzanne.
For so long. Thank you.
Love talking to you, hon.
Right, I know. I wish you could FaceTime me and see a messenger and see what I look like, right? Because I talk so often to you.
Well,
yeah.
It's an option, but you know how it is when you see.
You could call us on Messenger next time.
She knows that we only own up the Florida Messenger one or two times, yeah. So this is more likely.
Oh,
to
right,
get
you'll
through.
Get. Heard this way. Yeah.
But, you know, you can roll the dice. You never know. All right. Well, thanks so much. I hope you call again.
Yeah.
I recognize that 631 area.
Yeah,
code.
Great
big
to
time.
Hear from you, hon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Does she hang up? Right? Yeah.
She does. I do not. All right. Oh, Lord have mercy.
What do we got?
First of all, let me put in everybody. Yeah. That there's a lot of people that have been coming and going. Yes, the lines are open. I just, for the Facebook Live folks, I just put the number in there and messenger information. And for you folks that are listening, maybe you don't know the number, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in.
515. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be the number. And we have
Mike.
From the UK, of course. Not as Mike.
Is he incognito?
Oh, he's indeed he is.
I wonder if he's actually like an international spy,
What was that? Was that the...
Who was that?
What was the... Not like classic, like James Bond stuff. I'm thinking, wasn't that the...
Come on now, Jim.
Who was the international man of mystery? What was that, guys? Yeah, baby. Michael Myers.
Yeah,
what was his character?
Ah, damn.
I hate everything. The movie that was so funny as hell, The Spy That Shagged Me.
Yeah, but I can't remember his name.
Austin Powers.
There it is. Yeah, that's who he is.
Yeah, baby. All right, Messenger now. I just typed it in the room. We had folks that
all
right. Messenger.
Somebody right. Wants to call us through Messenger, you're on.
We'll wait a little bit.
And you don't have to do video.
Yep, yeah, Mike got it. He said Austin, yep. We beat you to it because there's a delay, but yeah. Austin Powers.
Well, I hope you don't have a chest like he did with all the...
Well, I
look like
Michael
a,
Myers.
Looks like an overgrown pubic hair fest, you know?
All right, folks, the messenger window is open. We're going to take the first Facebook messenger call to Deborah Lee, and we're standing by, but we can't keep that window open much longer because we have callers.
Maybe they don't really want to call in. They do.
She does. Sophia, go ahead and messenger Deborah Lee right now. Go to Facebook Messenger. You can do audio or video. It's your call.
Yep.
You make the choice. Nobody's going to see your face. We don't let the screen go to the camera.
No.
Mike what? Says Austin is his twin. You have lots of twins.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I missed Darl's chicken, or what was it? Yeah, Darl's chicken. All right, she said done, so stand by.
Here
there you go.
She's coming through. I got to answer. Hello?
Okay, here I got to answer. Hello. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, if you got us, if you have the computer on or whatever, please turn that volume down.
Yes. The feedback is terrible. And why am I hearing myself?
I think I will call you from my phone then.
All right. Okay, do that.
Yeah, whatever you decide.
Okay.
So she's going to hang up and redo it. Mike says Darl's passed.
Passed away.
Poor Darl's. Well, yeah. You know, did he have some kind of chicken fever thing or something going on?
The good ones never stay.
Only the good die young. Little Billy Joel for you.
All right, here she comes at us again.
Here she comes. Your thing's not ringing.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
There she is.
Ah, that is.
Well, hello.
A1 awesome audio.
And, you want to switch to video. Okay.
It's her call.
Oh, my gosh.
You make the call.
You're beautiful. This is beautiful, girl. Beautiful.
Okay.
Hello. Yes. Well, it's very lovely to have you on the show with us. So, this is your first time calling us. Okay. Now, don't be nervous. I'm the only one in gym. We're the only ones.
Well, she's first time calling, but she's been in here a couple times.
We're the only ones that can see you. All right.
Yeah, and she's been here 2-3 times, so she knows the routine.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about you and what you'd like to know.
What would you like? What would your question be? But give some background.
So, I think I'm in a space right now for love. So I would like to know a little bit about what's happening with my love life.
Are you or do you have anyone in mind?
She does.
Okay.
Well, that's why you have that beautiful smile going for yourself there. Okay, so do you want to know if something will happen there or with in somebody else?
It's to do with this person that I'm seeing and what would happen.
Do you feel comfortable sharing a first name?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
It's Josh.
Josh? J-I-I.
Jai?
J-A-I-R.
And that's
R-R. Jar.
Yes.
All righty, here we go.
Yeah, I got hearing problems. Yeah, I guess we got hit in the head with too many beer bottles and bar fights. I don't know. I got hearing problems.
Yeah. Don't make me laugh.
It is what it is, you know. Drink away. Now, you are in a relationship. Is it serious? Has it been a long time? Or is it just beginning and rolling, you think, to a good direction?
It's going in a good direction, but we've known each other for a while now. But, yeah, it's been, how can I say? I think it's more like we are very good friends, and we're keeping in a space of I wouldn't say commitment, but it's more like we're just keeping it easy because we've got busy lives. I run my own business, and so I keep it also easy.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's always that question of, is the next level going to happen? And I think that's what she wants to know. Are they going to advance that relationship to the next level? What do you see?
Well, one thing is, love has not come easy for you.
Well, she's a busy girl.
In your life, right? She's naughty. And I see that there was a broken relationship in your past that really caused you. I mean, it was like a very big wound. It wounded you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this one, I'm going to tell you something about Jar. He better not get too comfortable here, because there's another man coming along who is going to want to turn your head and get your attention. And Jar's not going to take this very lightly. He's definitely going to want to step up his game, because he's been pretty relaxed in his relationship with you and the two of you. You have not made a commitment, but boy, he's going to want to when he sees, you know, it's like how dogs stake or any animal stakes out its territory. Well, he pretty much figures he's already urinated all the way around you. So you belong to him, if you know what I mean.
Mark the territory.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And
might not have been pee-pee, but, you know.
Right. It's just a figure.
Figure of speech.
But he's going to really want to secure this relationship with you.
Hmm.
And hopefully he does it before the other man steals you away. Because there is someone else coming. Hmm. You guys have a beautiful foundation of friendship.
Yep, that's what
and
she's saying.
That is so important. You know, and for someone, I mean, you seem rather young to me, or you're well preserved for your age, one or the other. And
I'm 37.
Oh, that's young.
That is
young.
And you're in your 30s, That's young.
And a lot of times young people, all they think about is, ooh, let's get this sexy stuff going. I want to be sexy with this guy. But forget you've got to talk to somebody too, you know. So I think you both are at a time where it wouldn't be bad to actually solidify your relationship as, and if you don't feel comfortable doing it, let Mr. whatever we want to call him coming along. He's under sure to come true. Do you see that? This guy is coming with quite a bit of wealth. There's travel all around him. I think he does something international. And he is going to want to roll out a red carpet for you and say, darling, whatever you want is yours. You know, you want me to buy you a great big, what would you call it? Like a great big business building. It's yours. And so that's what I'm saying. Jar better snap you up before he loses you.
Ready?
Oh, yeah. Give her a good one now.
Stand by. Well, because this is our first actual live reading, so this has nothing to do with anything that we know of. The subject of your healing angel card reading is forgiveness. Let the past go. Clear your heart and mind through forgiveness. That means nothing to us because we don't know much about her life, but maybe that resonates for something to her. I do not know.
It does very much.
Okay. That's why, it came up first. I drew another one, and I was like, this one's got to be it.
No, I want to prepare you for one thing.
Oh, the readings.
Very soon, I got to give her this little piece of info at the conclusion here.
Mm.
You and Jar are going to have a difference of opinion coming up soon. This can escalate into a full-blown argument, and best try not to put too much fuel on the fire. Don't throw so too many logs on that fire, because I think that he could become very unreasonable as far as seeing your side of things once he gets angry. I can't tell you specifically what's up with it, but I do want you to know you have fantastic cards.
Some people don't know how to argue, and they overreact.
That's right. He's going to overreact.
They could say, oh, we're done. We're never talking ever again over something stupid.
Yeah.
Yep, but an example. I'm not saying that.
I would love someday to know more about your work, because it's really going to take you places. It really is. So get ready for fame and fortune and,
all the things that come with it.
Yes.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Please call us again.
Mm. You know where to find us.
Yes. You're part of the family now, so don't be a stranger.
Well, now she's a friend.
Yeah, you are. Take care now. Hugs. And blessings. Bye-bye.
We shall talk again.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank God. I am so grateful for all of, even when it acts up.
Yeah, it's funny.
Sometimes I think it acts up just to remind us, hey, don't take us for granted. We little beasties can go dark at any time.
Technology is great, and it has glitches. I will say, what's funny is back in, way back when we were little, those little piece of crap hardwired dial tone phones, they didn't mess up much because there was no wireless anything. Everything was wired.
Yeah.
You'd have to have you were calling somebody, you were getting, that phone was going to ring. I mean, there'd have to be a line down.
And it's
funny. There were no computers.
One of my sons, when he was in the seventh grade, he needed to call home from school. He went in the school office and they only had the rotary dial phone.
Which is amazing even then.
He didn't know how to use it. He's what now, 40? So we're talking a long time ago. But already cell phones were out and he didn't know how to dial a phone.
Yeah, I remember when they made the transistor, when you bought a phone, it had a little switch, touch or dial.
Oh, it did.
And we had the nice little push button phones out in the country, but we didn't have touch tones. So when you pushed two, even though it wasn't really a rotary, it would still make the
da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da wonderful. I'm so glad you called.
Area code 507, Minnesota. Yeah. Welcome
there it
to
is,
the show.
Minnesota.
Welcome.
Our homeland.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, hello there, Judy.
Judy.
Oh, Jimmy, I love that.
You gotta love
it. He does that so good.
Yeah.
He does it perfect. Do you remember that song? Do you remember that song, Hey Jude?
I don't
know.
The Beatles.
The Beatles, yep.
It was the Beatles? Okay.
Yeah, it was.
I always liked that song. My question is tonight, you know, in my heart, I've looked around and the lot rep, you know, I talked about maybe moving to a trailer, but the downfall is that once you get in, I've got a neighbor just down the street from me, and they moved out of one and got a house here in Lafayette because, well, when they first moved in, the water was included, the cable was included, and then all this stuff now wasn't included, and it went up higher and higher and higher. You know, Deb, I could get in one of them and then have to move anyway.
You know, that's
because,
very true. I have lived in one of those. It was ultra deluxe. Beautiful.
Yeah, they're better up there.
Yeah. The thing is, though, my sister in Minnesota recently sold her 2-3-story home. She moved into a brand new, trailer, mobile home, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
But they thought they were going to have lower expenses than what they were paying for a house payment. She pays $500 a month for the lot rent.
For the lot, just for the piece of land.
Yeah, for them to carry the garbage.
Oh, my God.
Everything else they pay for.
I'm kind of done thinking that about, doing that. And my question to you, then, I guess, maybe you could see in the cards, if you could see, you know, am I going to financially be able to I only have 6 years and I'll own it. And am I going to be able to fix it so I can stay? Because
you're home. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? In my heart, I do want to stay. You know, I'd rather stay
there. And yeah, I understand. I stayed in my home too after I lost my husband. And there was just too much sentimental value there for me. So.
I've got animals. I just buried one of my cats a week ago in the back, and I've got another cat back. And I mean, I've got things buried here even. I don't want to move if I don't have to.
And just think, though,
I've never done that.
Later in the future, you'll have quite a nice nest egg in that house.
If she can pull it off.
You
right.
could do a reverse mortgage at some point.
But what do you see?
And you don't even have to pay that back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The cards are going on. I thought she was done.
No, I'm sorry.
I failed. Okay. All right. Yeah, there is. Obviously, she knows the upside, but she doesn't know if she can swing it because of all the issues.
Money is coming. Yeah, it's very much on your mind, getting the money for that.
Absolutely.
But you could always talk to your, have you spoken at all to your city government about any programs, or who do you call the redevelopment people? I mean, there's places to make calls that they will extend financial, you know, they'll extend money to you, and all they do is put a lien on your house that is
a partial lien.
Yeah,
they don't own it. They just say, hey, if you sell it,
we're going to get our money.
We get our money back on this little bit of chunk.
Yeah.
I did call. I made some calls today, actually.
Okay.
Trying to figure it out. Yeah.
Your cards are showing that you will land in. You will find yourself in a really sweet program.
So you got to dig hard on that internet. Maybe have friends look for you too. Friends and family.
Uh-huh.
Hey, help me for different things that I can programs or loans.
Yeah, and I always thought Minnesota was very proactive.
Yeah, they talked to me about loans. And stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll keep digging.
Yes,
I'll keep digging.
Yeah. Don't give up the fight.
Try to find a no interest lean type of loan. The ones out here. in Virginia Beach area, they did. There was no interest on that.
Yeah, but they
but
come and go.
Your money
they
back.
Come and go fast.
Yeah,
and it's like some of these programs are, since they're government funded or sponsored, they come out and then they go away fast because it's like a budget thing. So you got to watch.
Well, just yeah, you're
keep, you keep looking, and you have all your friends keep looking.
You
family.
Have serendipity on your side in these cards. You are going to find this, and
don't
I'm
go down
gonna
without
say,
a fight.
I'm going to say before Christmas.
Holy crap!
Well, it could be fast.
Really?
It is fast.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
Yeah. So keep phoning, and you're going to find the right program. Here we go
and
with
we must
angels.
Move along to the next colors. All right. Your healing angel card reading, different than last night. Subject is imagine. Clearly visualize the life you want. Feel it in your heart and soul, and so it will come to be.
I agree.
So it's, like,
you,
it's basically the manifest.
I agree. Thank you, Jim. Yeah,
yeah,
I've been really keeping my head up, and I've been, yeah, I really
that's
have.
We know that. It's hard to keep the head above the water, but typically guides will eventually come along, right?
Oh, she's almost on top of it.
Yeah, Deb saw Chris. I was surprised by that.
I just think it's going to, well, they won't be doing the work immediately.
It doesn't matter.
She'll know that the.
She'll find a solution.
Yeah.
That's all. We got you.
Yeah, and remember, every kind of business is trying to recover from the inflation and the pandemic. I mean, they're putting out all kinds of special offers.
Yeah, these programs help the people. They help the businesses, and it goes back into the economy. There's a reason to do all that stuff. It's like a full circle thing, putting the money in.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
So,
all right. Well, thank you very much, Judy.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
You know where to find us. We
too.
Do not hide.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Oh, love you too.
Word up, dog.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pick up the pace a wee bit. All right, we're going to go to our next caller, area code 318, which is in Louisiana, 318.
Louisiana. Wow. Welcome.
Yes, hello.
Hello, this must be Melvin.
No, ma'am. This is Joshua.
Oh. Oh, Joshua.
We
okay.
got two people from there.
Well, you have a very manly man voice.
Well, welcome, Joshua.
Yes.
Hey, welcome back, I should say. We've
yes,
talked
tell
to him
us
before.
What's happening in your little corner of the world.
Yes, ma'am. I lost my job a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you were afraid that was going to happen. Remember, he'd been somehow written up.
Now I'm with you. Yep, yeah, there was a bunch of crap going on. Typically, that stuff is BS,
what are you
going to
do? Or have you already found something?
Yeah. What do you got going?
I'm trying to find something now.
And how is that going for you so far, or is it just started?
It just really started. Hopefully
okay,
I can get unemployment for a bit.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Every state, because unemployment's a state thing. And I know in Virginia, there's like a week where you're not getting squat. But you file right away, otherwise that 7-day period doesn't even start, Jack Wads. And then you gotta they'll help you out. They will actually try to help you a little bit with stuff once you give them all your info. But you really typically your best bet is to go out there and beat the feet yourself, and don't let speaking from Virginia, and don't let them try to hook you up
with a job.
Yeah, the DEC, Virginia Employment Commission. Because I'll be honest, they're a state government organization. And they're overwhelmed. They got like a half a dozen people. It's like DMV.
Yeah.
And they got all these people. They can only do so much. All right, what do you got, Deb? What do you see for
Joshua? Joshua, you're don't despair. You've got a good job coming for you. You really do.
Nice.
It's going to suit you well, even if it's just a stepping stone to something you would
it's
rather
a paycheck,
do.
Yeah. Right?
Excuse me. So don't despair, honey, really.
But
keep
your,
looking.
Do
diligence.
Pound the pavement. Pound it hard. Right?
Oh, yeah. And I feel like he's another one that's got a lucky star.
Ah.
That'll work out for you. And you're a hard worker. And you know what?
When
jobs aren't meant to last, it means the door closes because we're not meant to be there. And you were in a job that door was slowly closing on you. For right or wrong, that they wrote you up. And, isn't it funny, though, if they fire you, don't they pay into the...
There's a. It depends on the state you live in, and there's a lot of different factors. He's obviously, that's why he gets unemployment, because they let him go.
Oh, that's right.
If you quit, you're screwed. You're not getting unemployment.
Right, so good thing. You didn't quit, right?
No, he shouldn't have, and he should have fought anyway.
No,
he was wrong anyway, so yeah.
Yeah, you were being wrong, but you're going to be so glad looking back in the future. You're going to look back and almost want to go there and say, thank you. Thank you so much. I am so much happier out of this crap job.
Yeah, what is the freaking the phoenix rising from the ashes? It's like this total despair.
Can you tell me what feels?
No, I really can't.
What do you say?
You want to know what feels. All I can tell
you. Well, it's so recent, right?
Yeah, and I don't have a strong enough connection with him. No, if we meet for a session.
Or
especially when I do email readings, I could take time, meditate on it.
Sure.
But
plus, right now you're on unemployment, so you might not take, the next job you take might not be the forever job, right? It might just be a good one to get going again.
Like the first lady that called us.
Yes. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong.
She just hated the job that she had taken right away. She got let go.
Yep.
Because they were downsizing. And they just said, adios.
And the other chick, the ship was sinking and she wanted to get out of there.
Yeah.
So she took a job to get out of there. So, you know, it's like, all right, some people, and I feel bad for them. Some people, like, when they do job searching, they just turn down jobs thinking it's not the forever job. It's like, well, maybe now is not the time for that forever job. Maybe it should be a pretty good one to pay the bills and keep me going so I can keep looking for the forever job.
A lot of people go to work for the city or the state. Like your brother, Jim, he retired from mowing lawns for the city.
Well, he started that way. Then he started running. Well, he got promoted so much. He was running this whole big, I was surprised he retired.
Yeah.
He had a good gig, but everybody makes that time.
He was running like parks and.
And the Wade Stadium.
Yeah. I'm just saying you could really it's going to come to you. You'll see. So I have nothing but faith. Now you've got to have faith.
All right. Real quick, before we take the next caller, the subject of her healing angel card reading is Miracle. Now, these are the angels speaking, not me. Our wings of light surround you and those you love. This current situation is governed by a higher power. The forces of love are at work. All will turn out well.
I agree. And you got to think like a winner to be a winner there, Joshua.
And I think he is.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's already going in that direction.
Right.
Yep, he's already doing the unemployment thing, getting it all lined up. So he's being proactive, and that's the smartest thing to do.
I agree. Good luck to you, and please keep calling us some more.
Yeah, and if you're proactive and you put the effort in, good things come to those that work hard for
it. That's
true. It does. All right. Call us back again, Joshua.
Yeah, there's a lot of jobs out there, boy. Yeah. Okay, honey.
Be positive.
Yep. Damn straight. All right, hon. Take care.
Word up on that, dog.
Okay, what are we
doing? All right. We are going to... that's right. I forgot to update. Oh, shame on me. That's only 1 second. Give me 1 second. I think I should actually know this area code, but I don't have a memory bank. X-Base 0. All right, we're going area code 520. Oh, yes, indeed. 520 in Arizona.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Thank you. I'm not actually hi. I'm just saying hi.
Okay.
You sure you're not saying hi while you're hi?
I was walking along Venice Beach in California in the 70s, and I said, hi. And the guy said, nice place to be.
Well, you know, it's a different country we live in now. Well, California's been there for a while.
Yeah.
Well, indeed. Whatever you're trying. What you got cooking?
I had called you, Deborah, and I had asked about the gentleman that was sending me texts and emails. And he's a friend of mine, one that passed. And his wife had died a year prior. And so I think I told you about this already. He had asked me if he could show me the world and blah, blah, blah. So last night, I said, yeah, let's talk. So he called me and we talked and I said, maybe 2 to 3 months, I might be ready to, you know, he wanted to come meet me or me meet him or blah, 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 blah. And then we had a few different conversations from last night to this morning. And I mean, not all night, but off night. And
we understand.
Stuff.
Yes.
And what energy are you picking up from him?
Good question.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good question. We like the question. It's a good question.
Okay. He told me earlier on in the conversation that he talked to another woman that lost her significant other, and he says, I have a whole list of people that I talk to that have lost their other people. But he mentioned one woman, and so not by name. But as the conversations were progressing between us, because we were talking about other stuff, and I was asking him about, you know, just like everyday stuff and how he handled this or that or that or this. And then at some point I said, yeah, I'm interested in having, because we were talking about going out, you know, whatever. And I said, yeah, I'm interested in having a new relationship, and I don't want to have a repeat of what I just came out of. And he said, oh, yeah, I'm interested in living with somebody. I'm living, you know, I want to have a relationship, you know. So I just wondered, is this guy a player, and is he interested in developing something with me, or is it just too early to tell?
Super good question.
I think so, too.
And good info she gave us.
Yeah, and I think he talks to you with a lot of bravado, because I'm not picking up that he's got this, like a stable of widows.
It did sound like he was trying to throw out some kind of resume, like he was looking for a job. Well, I've got all these things in my back pocket.
He doesn't want to seem like a loser to you.
Well, it doesn't make him Satan. It just means he's, he's almost like he's job hunting, and I'm trying to pad my resume.
One thing that
that's
I think
what I say.
I spent a couple of months actually reviewing dating websites, and I may have mentioned this to you. And any of the men that started off talking to me, I would tell them right off the top, I am not a serial dater. It's one man at a time, and if you can't go one woman at a time, you're not the man for me. And they would disappear on me.
Some of them, or the players are going to stick around.
Well, the players try to play. And,
right.
You know, and that's when you start getting the penis pictures. And, you know, I have a collection of that. Not that I ever asked for a single one. Penis pictures.
She has a collection.
Well, because I was on those dating
sites. So you should be on Hoarders.
You're funny.
Anyway, go back.
I think that your best bet is not be too easy, okay? Because I think the other women are desperados, and they are trying to snag a man. That if he's talking to other women, he feels the grab. You know, it was, at least it was 20 years ago, called the grab, and men don't like that, do they, Jim? When you feel.
Is this guy an actual true scam player?
No.
Up to no good.
No, I don't feel that at
all. Okay,
that's,
I think that's my concern. I don't remember if that was her concern, but.
Well, I feel good after we talk each time, and I did tell him that. I did tell him I'm not rushed, you know, maybe in a couple of months, you know, we can talk about the idea of meeting or whatever. I'm so busy right now, though, I'm bogged down and I'm not really that interested, but I enjoyed talking to him, and he said, let's continue these conversations. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
But as Deborah, you said yesterday, that's how women think. You know, I look at, when I go into something, I start feeling feelings of attachment and all of that and trusting, and I don't want to go into something and get hurt. I mean, you can't guarantee I won't get hurt. You can't.
Nobody can. Right.
Nobody can, and I'm not looking for that. But I think what he's looking for is someone to take the place of his wife.
Yes.
And that's what
someone
you have. And you're smart to be careful of that.
But I think that he wants you to not think of him as being lonely and sad. And
that's why he made up all these, I have all these other widows. It's like, well, why do you have all these other widows? That's a weird thing.
If he's got
widows,
all these other widows,
that's a
those women are looking for hookups.
He didn't say widow. He said, what did he say? He said he has one woman he talks to that's lost her significant other. And then he said, I have a list of people, you know, and it sounded like guys and gals. Kind of a mixture, maybe men that have lost, you know. So he was telling me, you know, to like support, grief support, kind of informal. That's what was my understanding. And I look at him, I start to see him as a potential helpmate, you know, where I can find ideas and share ideas. And he's a stronger, he's certainly stronger in the financial realm than than most people. And so that would be, we would be bringing, and I'm jumping way ahead of the game. I mean, we would be bringing something mutual that we could, benefit by being in a relationship if that transpired, if that happened.
But I think you've got to let him lead the way because other women are coming at him because they want to latch on to something, you know.
Okay.
They may not have enough income. We have had a lady that called us quite some time previous. Remember, she said, I just want to grab on or get this man because I don't make enough money with my pension and social
security.
Yeah, these women
Once you get up there in age, guys recognize that. Well, they should. But anyway, we got to...
Right now, Lisa, he can't figure you out. So you keep talking to him, and we will keep looking at the cards to get him figured out. Okay? And Jim's...
She already made it clear. She's not in a race.
Like that you said in a couple of months.
And she meant it honestly. She's like, she's not in a race. She's got a lot of shit going on.
The subtext is, I'm not jumping in the sack with you immediately.
Or it's like, it's not even a thought right now. I got things going on.
Well, I'm saying that.
She said that.
Yeah.
All right. Subject, adventure.
This could be about him.
Instead of seeing the current situation as an obstacle, try seeing it as an adventure.
Yeah.
Explore all the possibilities. There are many more than you can currently imagine as far as possibilities. Instead of seeing things that black or white, try to explore all the colors in between.
I think that's good.
So you basically, kind of what you said, kind of just see where it goes.
Yeah, this is not
that's what it said.
Instant love at first sight. This is something that's going to develop and mature.
It could be great, and it might not, but right now, just see where it goes, right?
Oh, I think it's got potential.
Well, potential is good.
And I like him finding you a bit elusive.
Oh, always.
You know, men are pursuers by nature. They want to hunt it down.
Not on Jerry Springer, they don't.
No, that's true, but...
Jerry Springer. You know, I think he's a nice guy, and I enjoy that he would even be, you know, this would come up. It's a surprise to me in the way. But, you know, he was always calling me, even when my significant other was alive. And I just thought he was trying to reach my significant other. And so he always was calling. And he never said anything inappropriate. So.
All right. Well, right now, Deb says right now, she doesn't see any reason to change what you're doing, right?
I think he's got a yen for you, which is a nice way of saying he's got the hots for you, but he doesn't want to scare you off, is what I'm getting. He's being very charming and But he doesn't need to talk about these other wenches that he knows.
Yeah, that was like patting a red. Well, she didn't say wenches. She also said other people in the same situation. She clarified, but still.
What would he have in common with another man?
Well, because they're all widows or widowers.
Yeah,
whatever. Yep.
All
right.
Well,
thank you very much.
Explain why you would talk to me. Yeah.
That's what he
was
trying.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
Well, you call us again. This is getting intriguing.
It is intriguing, and we could discuss this for like the whole show.
And I've got to tell you, I've even had women be out on a date with the guy. They excuse themselves to go like to the ladies' room, and they call me for.
It's like watching mom when they call their sponsors in the bathroom.
They've called me, and she has asked me, "Do you think I should sleep with him?" Or
that is mom. That is the show mom, 100%.
And
you were doing that long before that show came along.
Yeah,
and what they would do is they'd have readings in the reading locker. You know,
that's cute. He even said, maybe you don't want to see me because it would just make you cry and you'd think about your significant other. You know, so he was touching all those bases when we were talking.
He's pushing buttons is what I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he's fishing. With you,
it's almost like he's doing a very long interview.
Yeah.
Say, here's all my qualifications. All right, we gotta go.
Well,
thank you so much.
You gotta call us again.
Yeah, keep calling us. Absolutely.
I'm entranced.
Thank
you.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about this for a long time.
Well, we could.
It's a very interesting subject.
Yes.
And we hope it works out for you.
Yes. All right. Take care.
You can call us back again.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Well, I think she'll be able to call us back again.
And
I
know it's disappointing when you don't get the answer that you want from your reading. But
I don't know that she expected it. Because she says in the next few months she was honest. She's got stuff going on.
Yeah, but she was saying, too, she's starting to have feelings.
She is, but, it happens. And then there's a certain point where you're like, I don't know if it's, what it is. What is it? All right. This has to be our last caller. It is area code 678 down in Georgia.
All right.
678, bring it on.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you guys. This is Jalen.
Jalen,
cool. I didn't even see you in the Facebook room.
No, maybe she wasn't.
She probably
I'm
was
here,
not.
Though.
Oh.
Well, that's all we care about. You're here right now live.
Right. Well, you are going to take us out at the end of the
show. Right.
Yep. So tell us. Dying to know what's happening.
So when I spoke to you before, I was telling you that I was in the hunt for a new job.
Yeah.
Recently, I was contacted by email by a manager of NIH, and that's just an abbreviation of the company. I was contacted by the manager that just wanted to speak with me, and we had a conversation, and she said she was screening for potential interviews.
Okay.
So I was wondering if I would be getting the interview and possibly landing a job there because I don't have any other prospects right now.
That is a great question.
It is, really.
It is. And you know what? That has been, especially tonight, that has been like the number one topic tonight.
Oh, it really has? Well, it's a big topic in everybody's life.
And you know what? You know, when you're like 16, 17, you don't give a crap. You know what? That is the most important thing in
life.
Yeah,
you know, it is the most important thing in life. You know, you got to eat. You got to have car to drive to work. And you got to have a roof over your damn head. Not even counting if you have kids.
Definitely.
Put in your mouth to eat.
And not to even mention inflation.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, and all that other, crap. But all right, well, the cards are going down. And we'll see. That's a good question. And she's another one that's trying. She's out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's funny, the right job is going to find you, and this could be it.
Nice.
You know, this could be it very, very sincerely. You could actually hold classes on how to interview. I see in your cards, you're like an expert at this. You come across as very warm, personal, friendly, professional. I mean, look at Jim, it's all right.
Well, she's well-spoken.
Very well spoken.
I mean, she speaks clearly. She doesn't speak like she's meek and mild. And that's one of the biggest things in an interview that's really hard to do. People feel intimidated. She's talking clear.
That's because I've had so many interviews.
Yeah.
callers. I mean, right now, though, she's talking like not like she's afraid to talk. You know, that's the big, that's the hardest thing for people to do.
I think you're going to be contacted. That would be my my feeling on this what I see.
I like it.
And it does look like there's going to be like quite a few that they're going through. But you're definitely on the short list right now.
It's good to make the cut, they always call it, like in golf, make the cut.
Yeah, so, it's a very competitive role, so
Well, and also, you seem to have the knack for not bring in letting your personal life come into the interview and interfere. Like some people would say, well, you know, like there's going to be a weekend or two every month I can't work because my grandchildren will be coming.
Some people don't know when to shut their mouth.
Get on the job and they like you, and then you can find out about that weekend.
Or get the job and then tell them that you got issues. She knows. You can tell she knows.
But other people do not.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I have stories, but I won't tell them tonight.
No, have faith. I really think you're going to nail this one. Something just struck me intuitively. If it isn't this, they're going to have something else that I believe.
Quite often, depending on. Absolutely.
I've interviewed.
Oh, great.
When I was in the working world, I would interview for some little job, and they'd say, oh, we want to put you over here.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, because if they find a better fit, they find a better fit, it's beneficial for them and beneficial for you.
I just want to say one last thing before he does the harp.
The harp.
Look at how much you've grown since we first had contact with you. You remember how she was nervous, apprehensive.
I don't even remember. I have no memory.
Yeah, true.
I don't even know my own family half the time.
You have
what do you
such confidence now. I love it.
Thank you. I was very nervous initially, but, you know, I guess after doing so many, you just get kind of comfortable with it.
The thing is, too, when desire is greater than fear, there's nothing.
Yeah, I wasn't going to.
You were going to do it.
No, I'm just going to say, I mean, she speaks clearly. She speaks not shy. I mean, she you can tell right off that she's going to interview well.
Definitely.
Yep.
Definitely.
She enunciates all her words really good. I mean, all these stupid things matter. People don't realize it.
Right.
People go like, they mumble and and they slur their speech. It's like
picking their nose.
And you know what? And it might not matter for the job, but the people that are interviewing them subconsciously, it might actually put you up a little bit. And neither party knows it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
All right,
here we go. I think I like it. This is the healing angel card.
Right.
Creative potential is the subject.
Oh, wow.
You are by nature infinitely creative.
Yeah.
Life is a sea of creative potential just waiting to be expressed through you. You are free to express all your heart's desires.
Well, I think that you're going places.
And it sounds like she's already doing it.
I do. I think so, too. So I can't wait.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm going to call back when I get my interview, so I'll let you guys know.
Let us know.
You can do it, Jalen.
Yes.
Take care. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, got to turn your down. And here
Relax. Okay. I got to click it. I have to click it five times.